Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
God bless you, sisters, brothers, people of God. I thank God for you. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm calling you from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our location is 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. Thank God for you joining us for tonight. And for the month of October, we're going to be talking about faith. Hallelujah. What it is, just getting into the meaning of it, how do we apply it as Christians, and what it's all about. I'm excited to be with you again on tonight. Some of you who know me know that's one of my favorite worship songs. He is Alpha and Omega, and we truly give him all the glory. We truly give him all the glory. Somebody is trying to get on my line. But we thank God for his goodness. We're going to start it off with the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews. So we're going to start off Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And this is faith. We thank God for his goodness. Want to let you know that we are having a free community fellowship dinner. That's going to be Sunday, October 25th, and immediately after the morning service, if you know someone, we're having an old-fashioned community outreach dinner, and so we're thanking God for that, and we're looking forward to that. That's Sunday, October 25th. We're going to post that on Facebook, and we're going to feed. Just have a good fellowship and just feed the community. Bless the name of the Lord. So I'm all at Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and beginning at the first verse, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, we're stopping here. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, I thank the Lord for his word. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And I'm just going to jump in right there with verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Just let that sink in for a minute. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So often people try to please God through their deeds, through their words, through so many different types of ways, attitudes, whatever you want to call it. But the scripture here says, by faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. In other words, if you come into God, you must believe that he is. He is God. And also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. Those that diligently seek him, he has a reward for us. Amen. Let's look at, we're going to back up to the first verse. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I've preached this before, and we're just going to jump right in and get to it, and I want you to try to just hear me out. The scripture says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So faith, you obtain faith through a continual hearing of the word of God. Are you listening to me? Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. It's a continual thing. Amen. So in order for you to obtain faith, you need to hear the word. How many of you know that the word is what solidifies our faith? Somebody can tell us something and it can sound good, but then somebody else can come along and tell us something else to change what the first person told us. And the only thing that we have that won't change is the word of God. That's why when sometimes people say something to me and it doesn't line up with the word, I say, oh, no, I don't receive that. Well, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I'm not rebuking the person. I'm rebuking the words that they spoke out of their mouth. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Because that which was said does not line up with the word of God. So if we say faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, then we can very well say, now the word of God is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I hope you caught that. The word of God, which activates our faith, which gives us more faith, which strengthens, which is the source of our faith, is the substance of the things that we hope for and the evidence of the things that we don't see. It is the foundation of the things that we hope for. People of God, if you want to increase your faith, increase your knowledge of the word. Because when you're going through, when things are happening to you, when situations and circumstances come up, you can recall that scripture, that word, those things that are in the Bible, those passages that are in the Bible, and it will quicken your heart, it will activate your spirit, and it will remind God of what he said concerning us. That's why I have three of the top, what I call the top favorite scriptures for me, that we say every Sunday. God gave me that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, a long time ago. If you ever feel lost and don't know what's going on, don't know what you're doing, then this is the scripture for you, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. That's what the Lord is saying. And his plans are to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. That puts your life in perspective. I don't care what man is doing. I don't care what the devil is doing. I don't care what the enemy is sending your way. God says, I know the plans I have for you. And there are plans to prosper you, number one, not to harm you, number two, to give you hope and a future. So that's the faith. You take that word, and that's the faith that you rely on for the things that you may not see right now. Hallelujah. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Well, that's scientific, church. That is scientific. Everything that we see is based upon something that we don't see. Hallelujah. I've had people ask me, well, how can you believe in God? You don't see God. You can't physically touch him. He's not tangible. How can you believe in something you can't see? And my response has been, do you see pain? Do you see pain? If you don't see pain, you feel it, you know it exists, you know it's real. Do you see love? You can't put your hand on it, but you know it exists. You see the results of love. You see the manifestation of love based on people saying that they love, but love itself you can't see. Hallelujah. So there are a lot of things in this world that we don't see, but we see the manifestation of it. Oh, I wish I was in church right now so that I could look at you, talk to you, and help you. I'm hoping that you really understand what I'm saying. Let me give you another example. A cold, a common cold, is based on bacteria, germs, it's actually a virus. And it's something so small that the naked eye can't see it. But Lord have mercy, let somebody with a cold sneeze in your presence. Those molecules that you don't see are taken up into your body, or if you shake their hand or something like that, then that gets into your system, and by golly, you got a cold. And really what you have is the manifestation of a cold. You have the sniffles, you have the sneeze, you have the runny nose. I can always tell when the message is really good. We just got disconnected, but thank God we're back on the line. I was talking about when you have that cold, and really you have the manifestation of the cold, because it's built. The cold is based upon the virus, the cold virus that's inside of you that you don't see. So when we say we have a cold, we're not really saying we have a literal cold. We're really saying we have the manifestation of the cold. So I hope you're understanding that when we're talking about Hebrews, the 6th chapter, talking about faith. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that we don't see. And then we were in verse 3 talking about through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that these things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Well, we know God spoke and the Holy Ghost manifested, so we thank God for that. I don't even want to go into that direction right now. I'm trying to stay on task. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So we know the story of Cain and Abel, and Abel's gift was accepted and Cain's wasn't. And Cain got so upset that he killed his brother. So his gift, again, his gift was not accepted, but Abel's was. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So he pleased God to the extent that he was able to use his faith to let him pass on beyond death, to just translate right into heaven. That's something, folks. That's really something. So I want you to focus on your faith this week. Like I said, we're going to be talking about faith for the whole month of October. We're going to be looking at examples in the Bible of faith. I want you to understand, like I said, that faith comes by hearing and by hearing and by hearing, and that's hearing the word of God. That's what the scripture says. So really, the word of God is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I want you to build your faith through the word of God, through the scriptures. It's a wonderful thing to know the book, the chapter, and the verse. But I tell you one thing, if you can't quote it word for word, you can still quote it as the word of God if you know what it is. You know, like Psalms, the 23rd Psalms, we had to learn that as a kid. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, you don't have to go to God and say, Lord, you know, remember the 23rd Psalm, the first chapter? No, you can just, if that preacher preached that word and that word came across and quickened you and you remembered it in your heart, you can quote that. All things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I don't need to know the book, chapter, and the verse. I got the word of God, and it's in me. Are you listening to me? All things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. That's all I need to know. That's going to quicken me. That's going to bring me alive. That's going to turn my situation around. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the good thing that the Lord has in store for us. Philippians 4:13, vision of hope. Y'all should know that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, you may not be able to say Philippians 4:13, but I bet you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When that job is getting on your nerves, when those kids are getting on your nerves, when those bills are getting on your nerves, you need to sit back and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what's going to solidify our faith, church. That's what's going to solidify, help us to get to where we're supposed to be in God. Our faith is going to take us there. Enoch is an example of that. It is the evidence of things not seen. And that's probably the hardest part, and I'm almost done. But it is the evidence of things not seen, because when man is telling you it's impossible, it can't happen, then you have the word of God stand on to say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You serve a God that called those things which be not as though they were. You can call some things in by faith and by the word of God. You can do that. And I'm encouraging you to stretch out on your faith. Stretch out on faith. Stretch out on God. Challenge God. And it's really, I'm saying that, but it's really not a challenge for God. But the things that we can do, let's be honest, we don't really need God for the things that we can do. But what we do need him for are for the things that we cannot do. And that's when we trust and we lean and we depend on him. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord has camped a hedge of protection around me. That's how I felt just a week or so ago when I was in that accident and that car was coming head on. All I could think about was Jesus, my family, and my life flashing before me. And I'm telling you, it was like an angel just came down and overshadowed that car. We got out of there. First of all, we were able to walk out of the car with both the airbags being deployed. And we were able to get out of the car. A small Chrysler 200 and a Crown Victoria hit us head on. I walked away from there saying, grateful, Lord. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. And when you begin to just walk in faith, walk in gratitude, the favor of God will come on your life like never before. I'm not talking about a mind over matter. I'm not talking about a magician. I mean, let's just face it, there's some things that we're going to believe God for that we may not be sure that he's going to do it. We're going to trust him to do it. But then that's when you have to have the confidence to say, Lord, if it doesn't turn out this way, then I know you have something better for me. I know it's a purpose and a plan. And y'all heard me talk about that before, because we learned that through Paul's experience when Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, he was telling him to take the grace of his condition, because that was going to be better for him than if he would have healed him. And I really can't go there right now. That was healing was last month. But I want you to know that if it didn't bless you, it blessed me, because it lets me know that God is in control of all situations. He's in control of everything. I've talked enough. We have a few minutes left. I hope that you have gotten something out of our first talk about faith, Hebrews 11, the 11th chapter. And if you don't remember anything else, just remember, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And just think about it. When you first received the Lord, your first conversion, the preacher was talking, or wherever you were, if you were listening to the TV or whatever, and you believed what was saying, and you acted upon it, and your life changed in that moment. The moment you believed, the moment you acted upon that belief, your life changed. That's the kind of faith that God loves. Your faith can cause you to change, cause a situation to change, cause a circumstance to change. And for some reason, we have that initially, and it seems like we might have it for the first couple months, I'm going to be real, of our salvation, and then the world starts getting in the way, the people start getting in the way, the church start getting in the way, and some of that just start dwindling away. But I'm asking God for that first love to get back in there with that blind faith. Ha! Thank you, Lord, with that blind faith that, look, I don't care what you say. I know who my God is, and I know what he can do. All right, if you have any questions or comments, we are about done. You can press 1, and I'll be happy to let you in. I thank God for you for listening. Invite someone. We're here every Wednesday night at 6:30, and we're going to be, like I said, yeah, we got disconnected, but it's okay. God is good. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to have to use a landline from now on. But I thank you for listening. God bless you. And know that Vision of Hope loves you. God bless.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory.
You are Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all. We give you all. We give you all.